And scorned the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. From his Gospel LP, The Gospel Soul of Al Green on High Records, we just heard his take on Amazing Grace. And we're actually going to hear another Al Green song before delivering a whole other rest of an hour of gospel music, which I'll come in later and talk about. This is Jesus is Waiting by the amazing Al Green. When I was living in East Tennessee in the mid to late 90s in Chattanooga, yeah, this would be mid 90s, I was putting on some shows at a place that I worked at, a performance space called Barking Legs Theater. And my old friends from Olympia were touring Kicking Giant. And this is pre-cell phones. They were very late for their show, for the Kicking Giant show that I had put on. One of only like a handful of shows that I put on, and I was pretty upset that they were so late. But it turned out that they had stopped in Memphis to see Al Green at his church, and that's why they were so late. So I couldn't be too upset, because that's a pretty good reason. And a lot of people didn't understand the geography of Tennessee, that it was such a wide state, and that Memphis and East Tennessee were really not very close. And, you know, like a full half day's drive. Anyway, Jesus is Waiting, Al Green. Thanks for tuning in.
After just say it again. Say it again. I think I wanna say it again. Say it again. Jesus is waiting. Yeah. Talking about you've got a friend.
Somebody got some of my goods, and who got it? Somebody got some of my goods, who got it? And whosoever tells the truth shall be blessed. Text is found in Matthew, you know where it is. Somebody touched me. somebody touched me. We want to dwell on this subject. Somebody got some of my goods. Who got it? Whosoever tells the truth that have it shall be blessed. It's good to tell the truth about a thing, even if you're going to be punished.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
There's a chain spoiled for mercy for you, even if you had to go full court. When you confess, I say, isn't that right? All somebody want to know who got it. The many things have been picked up, nobody know who got it.
Amen.
Isn't that right? I want y'all to pray with me a little while.
Bless them, Jesus.
Who got it? Glory. Sometimes we pick up things that is not no service to us. And shame to put it back.
Mindset.
Isn't that right?
Shame to put it down, that's right.
First thing, you should not have put the hand on it. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
You'd make yourself better off if you had never touched it. It's good to look at some things sometimes and not touch. Sometimes when it's missing, and especially no one around but you, you have to bear what they put on your body. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Then we got people, you know, wait till they get in a crowd to do something. Mm-hmm. And then when it happens to you, you don't know who did it. Talk with me, children. Yeah. Yeah. Many men's lives have been taken. Nobody know who did.
My saving.
I want y'all to talk with me now.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody know who did. And they all wonder the day who did. And every day men dying, nobody knows how to leave here.
My
saving. It brought this fresh to my mind of a lady that we know well that would meet us in programs, whatnot, and so on. And here come the sad message about her today, that she was found dead. And in the place where she was found dead, it couldn't be unnatural, but knowing that somebody known that she was all right, according to the statement that was given, and died, leaves us on the wonder whether somebody was involved of her life. Pray with me, church. Yeah. You know, then not only that, we often read sometime where men and women found by the wayside, throat cut, shot by strange bullets into the body, knowing not who did it.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And many times you put on things in your home and know where you put it at, and go back and look for it, find it not. And it makes you ask a question, who got it? Talk with me, children.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Yeah. Hallelujah. We want to know when we put out that thing, when we miss it, who got it?
Yeah.
God help me a little while. Yeah. You know, when you know for your own self that it's good in the best part of your mind, know where you put anything. And know where you was when you first had it, even before you put it down. And know where you were at. And then when you miss it, it forces you to ask the question, what become of it? Isn't that right? And this year the thing that happened, I'm about through now, pray with me a little while. And this question sprung. And we can do a many things above a person's sight and knowledge of knowing about how it happened.
Amen.
And go a long time nobody not know anything about it. And you can strain up every law that is in the city.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And all the detectors on the road trying to find out who to pick up. Sure. And there's one thing I'm glad about. And you can do what you please, but God knows who to pick up.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Isn't that right? And in God's own time, he will pick it up. And many men have been accused for something that they did not do. And they died in the lecture chair. And yet they died innocent. But after a while, the right man will be picked up. Ain't that right? And many men sat behind the bars this evening and due to be at home and haven't did anything to anybody and haven't done anything wrong no way. And they have been accused for being light-handed. And but the right man be picked up after a while. Isn't that right? And we find where well, this man was passing through the country and got among a great severest crowd of people. And he was healing the sick everywhere he went. Talk with me now. And this man was Jesus was passing through the congregation.
Amen.
And they tell me the crowd was so deep and so large, and tell it wasn't hardly standing room on the ground. And the news got out about his work that he was doing, healing the sick and raising the dead. And it got to this woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Oh, glory. It's good to hear something sometime and find something, try to find something about it. Ain't that right? When a man comes through the city, is called a great man. Everybody wants to get in touch with that man. Ain't that right? And old man Oral Robinson, got this great tip, my friend, and multitude to the people that come before him to be healed. And some left the job to be healed. Same way as Jesus was passing through, my friend, and somebody wanted to get him into a place where they could contact him some way to be healed. And this woman heard of this man called Jesus was going through healing, and after she done spent all the money, no doctors couldn't do her no good.
Amen.
Sometimes we get in a condition that nothing do us no good. Ain't that right? And we're told that I don't know what she had in the body to assist her to get where Jesus was, but we're told that she made some way somehow to get to it. And when she got in the congregation where Jesus was, and I heard her say, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. Well, Lord, hallelujah. They tell me, well, she began to inch along, elbowing herself through the crowd, and so thick and deep, my friend, wasn't hardly room to travel. They tell me, my friend, she said, if I could just only touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. Well, they tell me, when she got close enough to touch him, my friend, did the words come from the servant of my friend, somebody has got some of my goods. I want to know who got it. Glory to God. I heard Peter say, look here, Jesus. You see what a great multitude of people that we're among. Why should you ask such things as this? I know I missed something about me. the watch has gone out from me, reading I know. And he said, I want to know who got it. And to tell me that she said, Lord, I touch thee. And he said, woman, thy faith have made thee whole. It's good to tell the truth when you touch anything, ain't that right? When you pick up anything, tell somebody you got it. Ain't that right? I'm trying to say to you, my friend, in short, somebody ought to get in Jesus' way this evening. Somebody ought to pick up something somewhere this evening. Somebody is in trouble this evening. Need to pick up something somewhere, ain't that right? Somebody is in sin this evening, my friend. Need to touch my friend Jesus. Ain't that right? And somebody ain't stopped lying. Ought to pick up something this evening. Somebody have got to the place to know how to treat this fellow man this evening. Ought to pick up something this evening. And then when you pick it up, you ought to clap and say you got it. Ain't that right? Ain't that right, my friend? If you get it, my friend, it'll make you treat your neighbor right. If you get it, it'll make you talk right. Ain't that right? If you get it, you can find you at home when the sun goes down. If you get it, you'll learn how to treat your family. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? What I'm trying to say to you in my conclusion, the Holy Ghost is around every place. And if anybody open up and get it, he'll come in. And another thing, when you come in, you have a board with you.
Yeah.
It'll make you treat your fellow man right.
So true.
Let's see a little further about it, and then I'll be through. We find here where the old man, where there was a tax collector. And now he's going around cheating people out of their homes. Mm-hmm. And they tell me, my friend, Jesus had to set apart a day to be at this man's house. And to tell me when he on his way to this man's house found him in a sycamore tree.
Yeah.
And he spoke to him and said, oh, I want you to come down. I got something I want you to have. Hey, church. Jesus got something to see in somebody, for somebody. And he wants somebody to have it. He died that we might be able to get it.
Yeah.
He suffered on the Roman cross that we might be able to get it. And he went through many bukes and abuses that we might be able to get it. And he bared a many hard names that in order that we might be able to get it. I want to know this evening who got it. I want to know this evening if you will be willing to own that you have it.
Amen.
I want to know this evening if you got it, you ought to let somebody know you got it.
Yes,
I heard old man David picked it up. I heard him say, if you got it, tell it on the mountaintop. I heard him spoke and said, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you say so, it makes better room for you.
Oh, yeah.
It makes mercy for you when you tell the truth. Ain't that right? And I'm going to say to you this evening in my conclusion, if you ain't got it, keep on elbowing your way and get it.
Yeah.
And if you get it, and make him have peace.
Yes, you will.
With all of your friends that you meet.
Amen.
It brings peace out of confusion.
That's true.
Yes. If you get it, it'll bring light out of darkness.
Yes.
If you got it, it'll make a good home for you.
Yes.
If you got it, I declare you'll find peace everywhere you look around in your home. If you got it, it'll make that contrary husband stay with you, and he won't leave you.
Yeah.
If you got it, it'll make you be on an honest basis.
Yeah.
If you got it, it make you look out for the one that's trying to destroy your life. If you got it, it make you always put yourself in honest place. If you got it, you look for things that belong to you, not somebody else. If you got it, it make you have your own wife and husband. If you got it, it make you own your children. Makes no difference who the father is. If you got it, I better hush now. God Almighty, I better hush now. I'm talking about if you got it. I want to know this evening who got it. I want to know this evening who got it. I want to know if you got it. Whosoever got it and own it shall be blessed. Now if you don't want to own it, this is what Jesus said. If you shame to own him before these people down there, he'll be shame to own you when you get in his Father's kingdom. I want to know if you got it. And I want to know who got it this evening. I want to know who can answer the question, are you got it? Jesus said somebody got something to hear them. Is you got it? I know one day I got it. Glory, I told the world I got it. And when Jesus broke daylight to my soul, I said, thank God I'm free at last. When the people that I used to would hate, glory, hallelujah, made me love. That's what made me know I got it. People that I used to would hate, and the thing that I used to would love, the paths that I used to be walking, I changed my path when I got it. And then I changed my conversation when I got it. Now I want to know this evening, who got it? I'm leaving this thought with you this evening. Who got it? And if you got it, tell the truth and you'll be blessed. May God bless you this evening. May God help you. And if you ain't got it, you better get yourself on the road and get it.
I will overcome. Someday, I will overcome.
Mighty good this evening. When you get in trouble and get in close quarters and people is trampling down on you.
Amen.
You can just take it for your shelter. Think about what Jesus said. It will be with you the sixth child.
Yes.
You can sing the song. I will overcome someday. Instead of computer. You can think about there's a better day coming after a while. I hear you saying, I will overcome someday, someday. Get half paid. Do everything but treat you right. But you can cast your eye to glory and know that Jesus will come to your rescue When you get in close quarters where you can't tell nobody your trouble. Nobody you can face that you can look at but Jesus. And you know you're here when you've got your hope built upon him, you can sing, I will overcome.
How can you refuse Jesus now?
How can you
refuse him now?
How can you
refuse him now?
How can you turn away from his side with tears in his eyes? How can you refuse Jesus now?
There's a story, oh, that has often been told of how our Savior died. As they nailed his hands, he cried, "They don't understand." As the blood flowed from his side. So how can you
refuse him now?
How can you
refuse him now?
How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now?
Yes, it's a good one.
I saw the light.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night.
light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. And now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I was a fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. But now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
Thank you, boys, for a fine song. That's one of my favorites. You're right, Hank.
Jesus, love for us, my soul.
To lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yeah. ghettos to the left of us, flowers to the right. There'll be bread for all of us if we can just bear the cross. Sweet song of salvation, a pregnant mother sings. She lives in starvation. Her children need all that.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wouldn't that a mystery?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
always try.
Yes, yes,
I don't want to blind inside.
All our teamers heard the crisis coming by, going down to Jericho. He said, I believe I'll sit on the way. I want to talk with him before he go. Now, wasn't that a mistrust?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wasn't that a mistrust?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wasn't that a mistrust?
Yes, yes.
Crisis in Jerusalem, straightening up the people's mind. Well, healing the sick and raising the dead and giving sight to the blind. Now, wasn't that a mistrust?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wasn't that a mistrust?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wasn't that a mistrust?
Yes.
Going to advance on now. The narration by Purvis, we trust you will enjoy. I was walking in Savannah past a church decayed and dim. And slowly through the window came a plaintive funeral hymn. My sympathy awakened and a wonder quickly grew, until I found myself seated in a little old church pew. Out front, a lonely couple sat in sorrow nearly wild. On the altar was a casket, and in the casket was a child. I could picture him while living, curly hair, smiling lips. I had seen perhaps a thousand in my hurried southern trips. Then rose a sad little country preacher from a wooden desk, in a manner sort of awkward and continent's coquest. And he said, now don't go weeping for this pretty bit of clay, for the little boy who lived there has gone and run away. He was doing very fine and he appreciated your love, but the Heavenly Father wanted him in that big house up above. The Lord didn't give you that baby by 100,000 miles. He just thought you needed a little sunshine and he lent it for a while. And he let you keep and love him until your hearts were bigger grown. And these silver tears that you're shedding now are just interest on the loan. Just think, my poor dear mourners creeping long life's way, what a blessed picnic this here baby had today. Your good fathers and good mothers crowd the little fella around. And the angels tend the garden of the big plantation ground. And his eyes brightly shined at the pretty things he viewed. But a tear came and he whispered, I want my mama and my daddy too. But then the angels' chief musician taught that little boy a song that says if only they be faithful, they'll soon be called. So my poor dejected mourners, let your hearts to heaven rest. And don't go criticizing the one what knows the best. He has given many comforts, he has the right to take away. To the Lord be praised in glory.
Hello, welcome back to Buchten Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and the hour is almost up. And we just heard from a record that gets played on here a lot, a record called Freedom Highway from 1965 by the Staple Singers. We heard their version of Hank Williams Sr.'s song, The Funeral. Before that, from the Drop On Down in Florida collection, Florida Folklife, Madison County Senior Center Singers. Wasn't that a mystery? Before that, from Greg Belson's Divine Disco Volume 1, I Don't Want to Be Alone by Alan Goff Jr. Before that, Prince, The Cross from Sign of the Times. Before that, from the New Orleans Gospel Quartet's 1946 to 57 LP, we heard the Jackson Gospel Singers do Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Before that, from the live radio collection I'm Gonna Sing, we heard two songs by Hank Williams, How Can You Refuse Him, and a different take of I Saw the Light. That's pretty great. And before that, we heard a long sermon into I Will Overcome Someday from that Reverend Gary Davis collection that I've been digging into a bit lately called At Home and Church, 1962 to 67. Home recordings of the great Reverend Gary Davis. We started off this set with Jesus Is Waiting by Al Green. And now we're going to end with Oh What a Time by the Sally Martin Singers. Thank you so much for tuning in to Buchten Scorned. I hope you have as wonderful a week as possible, given world events. There's only so much. The bar is pretty low. I hope it's as good as it can be. And once again, this is the Sally Martin Singers.